This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are here with Dr. Carolyn Leaf, a fairly prolific writer, written several books. Her new book, The Perfect You, talking about this mind-brain connection, God's image, what that means, thinking. This is a pretty deep subject. You've said some real macro-type things. Let's get down a little deeper. Carolyn, you mentioned the mind and the brain are two different things. Explain that.
That's a good place to start, because basically, what people, you know, when you say the brain, especially in brain science, people immediately, it's just from all the media and the years of the way this has been presented, but people see the mind and the brain as one thing, but they're not at all the same thing. The brain is physical substance and pretty much needs to be, needs to have something that actually drives it, that makes it function. The brain is not what we call self-emergent. So it's physical, and the physical has to have life flowing through it. So the mind is that literally like a life force. It links into a spiritual nature. It's massive. It's quantum in nature. It has different parts to it. And that's been what I've studied for all these years. And our mind works through our brain. And the reason that we know that our brain and mind are separate is just a very simple example is when someone dies, you know, that brain is, that physical part of our body is no longer doing anything. So the fact that you are listening to me now and your listeners are listening to me, there's activity in your mind that's working through your brain. So there's an integral relationship between them. Your mind needs your brain needs your mind. And so your brain is literally how your mind is the substance through which your mind processes information and stores information. And so we literally with our mind are able to design the structure of our brain. I mean, that's quite profound. We're actually creating my matter out of mind as you are listening, thinking, and making choices. And so the integral point that I make in my book is that we are designed to think and feel and make good choices based on our original blueprint of our design, which is made in God's image. So it's a Ooh. Blueprint. And as we go through Ooh. Life, we are developing this blueprint through our choices. So when we make good choices, we're operating in our perfect due design, our godly alignment, or we make the wrong choices, because that's the freedom of love, is that we can choose. We then make wrong choices, and those wrong choices, both either right or wrong choices, are going to create structural change in the brain. If it's the perfect due choice, you're going to be working in alignment with your brain, so it brings brain health. And the opposite occurs if you make wrong choices, and it's up to every individual to control their own choices.
Oh. Okay, let me summarize a little bit here, because you said a mouthful. The mind and the brain is two different things. The mind would be maybe the essence, that's kind of the spiritual part of a person. Maybe yes, is that what we're saying here?
Say that again. The mind is like the essence. What did you say there?
The essence, the spiritual part of you, not necessarily the physical. You would say the mind and the brain is the spirit and the physical working together, kind of. Or cooperating?
Yes, it is. So your mind and your spirit, because you three, and then generally we understand that humanity is three parts. So our spiritual nature and our soul, mind, and then our physical, which is our brain and our body. So the three work together and they're integral to each other and they relation, you know, it's relational. You can't have one without the other. But they definitely but integrate how they work.
Okay, so you said good choice, bad choice. When you define that, you're saying a good choice is when you follow the blueprint of your creation, your mind, and then a bad choice, you know, maybe religious, you'd say sin or whatever, but that's not what you're saying. You're saying following your blueprint is a good choice, and then going against your blueprint is, you know, a bad choice per se, and that both of them create different things in your brain. You are creating your destiny with your choices from your mind. Is that the basics of it?
You've got it. Yeah, you've said it exactly correctly. That's the kind of power we have. We don't. It's our power of the mind is very underplayed, especially in when it comes to sort of more religious type circles. There's much more of an awareness in various different circles. You'll get different levels of awareness of the power of the mind. But the fact of the matter is that as a person is choosing, they are creating realities. And those realities have structural components and have the mental components, the mind components, spiritual components, all very integrated, but very powerful. And it's making a change. And that change will produce is literally the root of what you say and what you do. So whatever you're doing as a human, whatever you're saying as a human, or however you're functioning on the planet, you are not just doing it randomly. You're doing it as a result of what you have first spoken to your brain through the choices that you've made. You know, so it becomes quite, I mean, you look at it that way, we can see tremendous responsibility that's laid upon us as humans to operate in true humanity, which is going to be very focused on community and love and having a good impact. The things, the model that Jesus provided, basically, of love.
Okay, so, I mean, you're getting pretty deep here pretty fast. I'm getting real fascinated. You're saying, or if I, let's put it this way, if I said, we're all connected, and the world, the creation, what we see is creation, the real, the world, the wall I'm touching, the chair I'm touching, whatever. If somebody was to tell you that's all that is a holographic image of your mind, of your creation, that we're all creators, we're all joint creators with God or the creator, and this what we see is a holographic image of that spirit exercising its will, what would you say to that?
Well, it's sort of on the right track, but it's, you know, the world exists, God created it, the world and all the physical exists, but the physical is, to give you a simple breakdown to make this accessible for the layperson as well, is that the physical that we see is 10% of reality, somewhere between 1 and 10% of reality, but the other 90 to 99% of reality is in the non-physical world. So when we talk about the non-physical, we're talking about electromagnetic light, the waves, and we're talking about all that good stuff, quantum stuff and everything, which is all basically energy, and there's a source of that energy, and I believe that's God. And that's what quantum physics is actually showing, is that God is the source of all energy, and that that's what's energized, that's what's keeping us going, etc. So we have we do definitely have creative power, and literally Genesis power. We're creating constantly, and we're creating, each of us has our own perception. So the world is created. When I say creative power, we are reproducing, we are seeing things from our own perspective. The way you look at a rose and the way I look at a rose is going to be different because we're seeing it from a different perspective. We're seeing it from our own realities. It doesn't mean that the rose doesn't exist. It exists, but it exists differently for you and I. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. We have this incredible power to be destructive or constructive in how we are doing making our daily decisions.
So the battle, I mean, my mind is going all over talking to you now. I don't know this is going to make any sense, but if I'm going to go there anyway. If I said, okay, we talk on the show a lot about, say, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. We talk about that concept, the self-evident reality that our Creator endowed us with certain rights, and we go about our life. When we see what's going on in our government, per se, or just what's going on in the world, like the quote says, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. I'm of the belief that the idea that you hold of something is more powerful than the force from the other side of that idea. What would you say to that? Our idea is the most powerful part of that equation.
Yes, well, you're actually saying something that's scientifically very accurate, because if you look at quantum physics, is a absolutely brilliant way of understanding the mind-brain connection and understanding us as spiritual human beings. And what quantum physics essentially says is that the human is at the pinnacle of, without humans and without humans' ability to choose and the power of the mind, there is nothing. And so that's what, and science is actually, the research is actually confirming that. So yes, the idea, man's ideas are what's actually making everything function. But everything that we see around us is coming from ideas from mankind, from humanity. So the terrible stuff we see and the good stuff we see, the terrible stuff that's happening around us is the power of man abusing that power and moving away from true humanity, which is love-based. And the good decisions are the opposite, the correct love-based way that we should be functioning. And you even have, I mean, if you want to get deep, and it's in my book as well, there is a professor at Oxford University who's actually been knighted, and it's Sir Roger Penrose, and he has actually worked out mathematical calculations, this is a very simple way of explaining it, to show that the universe is pretty much made up of love, and that as we choose, we are either, as humans, we are drawing on that love energy, or we're destroying that energy of love, which is pretty biblical you know, it's all aligned. I mean, God made everything, so it's all just an alignment. Science is a way of understanding these very, very complex truths that are very big and shouldn't be made very small. Mankind tends to, you know, religion very often makes these big things small. And we've got to be careful that we don't forget the bigness of God.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes before a break. We got a couple minutes before the break. Let me summarize again. These are just very profound, big, deep things that you're saying. Without a perceiver, there is nothing to perceive, is what you just said about man. And the driver, the creator, the joint creator with God, I guess, for lack of a better term, that's what we're, how we're going to use this. Man becomes the creation of God, the divinity within, the divinity of God placed in man becomes the driver and the creator in the perception of the, all the reality we see. With that, is that pretty much what you said?
That is exactly what it is. And just one thing I wanted to sort of make clear is that what you said is absolutely perfect, very well said. The one thing I just wanted to slightly elaborate on or correct or whatever is that the existence does exist, and everything exists because God is looking. If God wasn't looking, nothing would exist. So the physical and the non-physical exist. What we are doing as humans is that we are living within that world. We are humans within the world. God has placed us within the world to interact with the world and to fulfill the role of humanity, which is to bring heaven to earth, to operate, and we do that with our mind, with our choices. So we are pretty much, as you say, the divinity in us is actually operating, and the divinity that's good and love is what true humanity is. So we lose our humanity when we step out of our perfect you.
Okay. If, in science, because I've had this debate, we've had many people on talk about theory of evolution, quote-unquote theory of evolution, the idea, specifically that man evolved from, you know, some primordial soup and some from simplistic creation to a magnificent creation that we are now, very complex. And what I've seen from people that come on a show from my own research is that it's just the opposite, that man comes from such a higher plane and is de-evolved down to the state it's in, not evolved up from, you know, just the particles in the sand or something. Is science showing that? Are science at the leading edge of all this information? Do they believe in the theory of evolution, this primordial soup type idea?
The description of evolution that you've given is a very it's a very basic understanding. If you really look at what evolution means, it doesn't mean what you actually said. And the typical example of what people are thinking it is. Evolution means growth. It means...
Well, hold that thought there. We got a break. Hold that thought right there, Doctor. This is fascinating. I've really enjoyed having you on. Let's get that on the other side. What does evolution really mean? The perception of people and what have you. Great conversation. The book is The Perfect You. Dr. Carolyn Leak. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Stay tuned.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I hope you all are enjoying this conversation with Dr. Carolyn Leaf. This is pretty interesting, to me at least. I hope that you are finding some enjoyment as I am. I'm sure that you are. Her new book, The Perfect You, she's written many things, discussing the mind-body connection, the mind-brain connection, and our ability to create the blueprint of God. You know, whatever word you want to use, but it's God's blueprint upon us and what that means. Before the break, we were talking about evolution and a kind of a wrong misconception of evolution. Please clarify, what is evolution rightly? And then also, are scientists, because of the new research, the quantum research, are they getting a type of basic religious belief now that we haven't seen?
Okay, well, this book, that The Perfect You, is not about evolution. Really, I'm not a number, I'm not a paleontologist, but I take another, I believe God is the creator of the universe and he's the author of science. So when we're looking at the study of science, we're looking at a study of God's handiwork, a way of admiring his creation and worshipping like his majesty, if you want to say it that way. So science gives us another level of truth, and it asks all these how questions of creation, and whereas theology, which is the quest for understanding who God is, asks the why question. So when you put the how and the why questions together, you're going to get to some very interesting answers. So science and theology, like all disciplines, tend to look at humanity and the rest of the created world and as being complementary and building on each other.
So hey, Carolyn, let me pause you 1 second. Carolyn, let me pause you 1 second. You're getting a little muffled with your phone. If you could kind of pull your face maybe away from the microphone a little bit, I think it's a little clearer.
Okay, try that. How's that? Is that better? Is that better?
Yes, that is better. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We've got this fancy sort of microphone device that's not working so well. Okay, so I've changed it. Okay, so basically I don't think we should get into I don't think that evolution is a huge thing. If we get into that, we're going to spend the whole time discussing it. I think we should get into the content of the Perfect You book. And to understand science and scripture as a balance is pretty much what I have spoken about in the book, and understanding how we function as humans, which is, you know, much more, you know, I don't really want to get into a whole discussion about evolution. I think we should be, because it's a long discussion, and that's not really what the book's about. So,
let's go where you want to go. Go ahead.
Yeah, helping people to understand their minds and live up to a full potential. And I believe God is the creator of the universe, the author of science. And so when you study science, you're looking at God's handiwork. And, you know, maybe at some other stage of time we could discuss it. But if you're talking about the book, I would say let's stick to the book because it's got some really great content to help people understand themselves and who they are and how unique they are. Now, science, quantum physics is amazing to understand how we function, how the mind-brain connection works. And also what they are finding, what another very famous philosopher, scientist, and believer in God, Keith Ward, he has actually worked with a lot of quantum physicists in his career, and also in Oxford, Oxford Don, literally. And what he has commented is that up to a very high percentage of people studying quantum physics, especially the more modern version of quantum physics, are believing in a creator, a source of everything, that we come from a source, which is God. And one of the current quantum physicists, Sir Henry Stapp, is also a brilliant from Berkeley, and he actually talks about the fact that we are, as humans, we are like little mini versions of God, making these mini decisions that were the decisions that needed to be made at the beginning of time when God created the universe. So that's sort of a hint at the kind of evolutionary approach that I take. I don't believe we should limit God to numbers, to time frames. God's big. So to try and say that God did it in this time and that time is being very presumptive. What we need to realize is God could do it however he wanted it. He created the world and us however he wanted. What we need to do is try and understand how we function and how we function in the world and to make the best decisions in the world. So as a scientist, I look at when we make the decisions that are where we feel at peace, where we feel in our body that we are operating in our comfort zones, and I'll talk about comfort zones versus discomfort zones in a moment, then our brain starts to function at the level that it should, and our body and brain will respond. When we start operating with those toxic thoughts and toxic reactions, our body will feel it. So in this book, what I do is teach people to best understand scientifically and philosophically this concept of perfect you. Because I know in a lot of religious circles, you'll find that people say, well, I'm not perfect. And you'll hear people just saying in general, I'm not perfect, you know, and almost using that as an excuse. But if you look at the science and you look at the scripture, we actually are originally, our blueprint is perfect. And as we're developing and going through life, we are growing into this perfect nature, the process of development, the process, an organic process of thinking and feeling and choosing. And as you make wrong choices, we feel the consequences, we see the consequences, we hear ourselves speak the consequences, then we catch ourselves and we change and we grow and we improve. And that's a process of operating into our perfect you. And that's what we see very clearly in science, and especially like looking at the biology of man, we have something called the discomfort zones. Well, I call them the discomfort zones. And the discomfort zones.
We'll be right back after this break. Long segment coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The book is The Perfect You, Dr. Carolyn Leaf. Great discussion. Really enjoying this. Really deep. This book is a must. I don't have a copy of it. I'm going to get a copy of it. I'm going to read this. This is very interesting. Science is pushing the boundaries of what we see before us, and they're finding that an overarching creator, the idea that we come from something higher and that we are a blueprint of some intelligent design, is becoming more and more apparent to top-level scientists. The Declaration of Independence calls it self-evident. You know, it was self-evident to Thomas Jefferson 250 years ago, and to Americans. This is self-evident that we're created and that we have divinity within us. The Power Mall, that's where you get all the specials. During the break, I talked to Ed McCabe. He is offering, anybody who makes any purchase, they're going to give you a smaller bottle of the OxyLift for free. OxyLift for free, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the Oxy Minerals, Oxy Flush, the Oxy Sulfur, all the great Oxy products at the Power Mall. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9000. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. You can order the products there. These are very, very good products. Ed McCabe is an absolute pioneer in the field of flooding your body with oxygen, not only getting oxygen to your body, but then using that oxygen to help your body uptake supplements, uptake nutrients. So cleaning you out with oxygen, killing pathogens with oxygen, and then nutrifying yourself with that same mechanism. Oxygen is key to all of that, and his products at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. We're back with Dr. Leaf. Carolyn, The Perfect You, that's the name of your book. What is The Perfect You and how do we find it?
Those are good questions. Okay, so the easy answer is that the perfect you is inside of you, so it's just a matter of actually repurposing or how seeing yourself differently. And it's not that difficult to understand. The most basic definition of the perfect you is how you uniquely and specifically think and feel and choose. It's those three things, the triad that goes together. So it's how you uniquely and specifically think, feel, and choose. So every human thinks and feels and chooses 24/7. That's what's happening. When you're alive and you are thinking, you know, being alive means that you are thinking and responding to life, and as you are thinking and reacting to life, reacting to the signals of life, you then feel, and as you feel, you make choices, and these work very fast inside your brain. Your non-conscious mind works at incredible speeds of 10 to the 27, which is faster than 400 billion actions per second. Your non-conscious mind is quantum in nature, spiritually in nature, huge, massive. And your conscious mind is basically works at about 2,000 actions per second. So you've got these two levels that are so fast. And we've got this power that is moving through the physical structure of our brain. And as it moves through this physical structure of our brain, we've all heard of DNA, and on the DNA you get the genetic code, and the genetic code is activated to switch on. And so when you're thinking and feeling and choosing, as you do these three things, you generate a signal to your physical brain, and that causes your genetic switches to switch on, and you physically build stuff inside your brain. You build thoughts inside your brain. And at the same time, at quantum speeds, you influence all 75 to 100 trillion cells of your brain and body to function and to keep them functioning. So, I mean, this is incredibly powerful. Your perfect you is pretty much what's driving you as a human to function physically. So, it's thought-driven. So what you're thinking about is very, very influential over your physical function and how you're functioning physically. And this is why we see when all of us, we all make wrong decisions and react incorrectly to circumstances and things, we feel that in our bodies. We feel that result, because the minute you think and feel and choose, you are changing structure inside your brain and your body. And our brain and body, as I mentioned in the first part of the interview, there's nothing in our brain and our body that's wired for anything that's toxic. I call that in the fear zone. We only wired for love, and that's what scientists actually say. We only have wiring for love. So the perfect you fits within the love nature of man and the love design of man. And so, therefore, we are designed with this incredible optimism bias. And so when you're thinking and feeling and choosing, you are operating in your perfect you properly. If you think and feel and choose incorrectly, you're actually stepping out of your perfect you. And we all do that day in and day out. But the beautiful thing is that whatever structural change you make in your brain, if it's negative, you can rewire it, because your brain is literally plastic. So through your mind, you can change the wiring of your brain. You can fix those bad decisions. You can change those things that are happening in your life. You know, you're not a victim of your biology. You actually control your biology.
Okay, so that's very big what you just said there. So when my mother-in-law says, I got high cholesterol because my mother did. I inherited it. It's genetic. I just, that's just the way it is. My mom was like that, so I'm that way too. So that's not what you're saying, is that's not true. She's creating that, and she's activating that DNA by her thoughts and her creations.
Well, what you've got is two factors happening. So you're correct, yes, on the one hand, and then there's another element to it, and that is the way that it's called epigenetics. epigenetics is the signal of our mind and the signal that that causes changes in the DNA, and that passes through the generations. So if our, whatever your great-great-great-grandparents on both sides, matriarchal and patriarchal, both sides, whatever they thought and chose to think, whatever thoughts they built and whatever they ate, is going to impact the next generation. So things do pass through the generations. The thing here is that whatever passes through the generations has to be activated. So we do have stuff on the, from our grandparents and parents, etc. But everything that comes through in our DNA is dormant. It's asleep until activated. So if we eat in the same way as our parents and grandparents, if they're eating bad food or they're eating food that is not organic and it's not real and so on, which I talk about in one of my other books, Think and Eat Yourself Smart, then that is, you know, you've already got that precursor that you can respond. But then you can change that. So by your thoughts and by your choice of changing your food choices, you can change your cholesterol very, very easily. So it works both, you know, it's both. It's changing your it's changing the biological choices of what you put in your mouth, and it's changing your mind. The interesting thing is that your mind is the biggest factor. So your mind is the 75 to 98% factor, the biological consumption, the organic, the food, what you consume, what you put in your body with pills, tablets, chemicals, etc., that forms the 2 to 25%. So both together form the 100%. So, both have to be dealt with.
So it's literally her, you know, anybody, if they think or they feel that, hey, my parents had this disease or whatever, now I'm going to get it. They're literally, their mind, their individual mind is the biggest factor if that is true or not. What they think, feel, the choices they make, it's not genetics, but the epigenetics is a factor in it, but it is not the biggest factor. Is that what you're saying?
No, genetics can be changed. That's the beauty of it. So whatever's passed through the generations, just wiring that's been added to your perfect you blueprint. So we have a perfect you blueprint in our wiring physically and in our mental psyche, whatever you want to, however you want to explain it. And then, but we do have our inherited stuff. And that's the epigenetic factor. The epigenetic factor's got two levels, the inherited stuff plus your own thinking. So with your own thinking, some people will say, oh gosh, my parents did this, or I come from this kind of thing, so that, therefore that's my luck in life. Well, no, not at all. You know, you can look at the past. If it's toxic, you don't have to continue that process. At any point, you can change that. So that's, you have that kind of power to restructure, to change your DNA, which is very powerful. But most people don't realize this. Most people don't realize that through your thinking and your feeling and your choosing those three, you are redesigning and you are you know, so that's why this is such an important point, such an important topic for people to understand.
Very interesting. Okay, let me ask you, this is kind of a little off topic, but not really, but it's kind of, you're making me think of all these things. My mind's going all over the place. Let me give you an example about our founding fathers. Okay, our founding fathers who established this country, people are attacking the white race, but basically WASPs, that group of people who started America, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, who won our independence, who established the land where the Creator's endowment to man was protected by law. That action and their sacrifice was imprinted upon their genetics, and we, as the direct descendants of those, and in this country, the descendants in inheritors in America, there is a genetic, what would you say, inheritance? Would you say impression? There is some impression upon us of that event, and really any event, but really that event is impressed upon us in our generations. Is that true or not?
Whatever culture you're in, whatever context you've grown up in, whatever, that's all going to influence you. It's all part of you. So every culture's got the same thing. So every human, the diversity of man is a God-given gift, and the diversity of man is imprinted on all of us. So every culture's got the same thing. It's not just America. It's going to be every culture that's going through the same context is defining a lot of how we our worldview and how we perceive things.
There's the music. We got one last segment after this. We got a pretty good sized segment. This is very fascinating. We'll continue with this. We'll go, you know, you talked about love. Scientists believe that the universe is made of love. What does that mean? Let's discuss that and our connection to that. On the other side, this 4-minute break, Dr. Carolyn Leaf, the book is The Perfect You. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Hi there. Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
About this all during the break, and the epigenetics and the imprinting of cultures, you know, cultures throughout the world, you know, Russia, China, Japan, America, the different areas, the regions, Africa, the Middle East, Europe, whatever. Dr. Lee, just to be clear, I've been of the opinion, I feel it very strongly, the greatest cultural achievement that we've seen in recorded history is the Declaration of Independence, is that time, that movement, this idea that we are self-governed from our Creator, endowed with divinity, and protect that by law. That's the greatest cultural achievement. To go what your book is premising, and this epigenetics and this imprint upon us, clearly, yes or no, we are imprinted in America, really the world, but specifically America, the inheritors, the progeny of those founding fathers is imprinted upon our blood and courses through our veins even to this very day. Is that true?
I actually would say no. And the reason I'd say no, that I don't like to look at, I don't think it's operating in total love to say that we, that one culture is better than another or has more.
That's not what I said.
Characteristics or, okay, well, I prefer to focus on the fact that we must focus on our humanity and the fact that God has created each of us incredibly unique in our design, and to understand that, and then to understand within our, each individual within their culture. So yes, every culture does imprint, and every context does have an impact. But at the end of the day, it's you as an individual, uniquely within that culture, you as an individual need to make sure that you're operating in your humanity within that culture. That's very important. And so what I've focused on heavily in this book is to focus on the fact that, for example, let me give you an example. When my patients would come into my practice, they would come with a lot of problems. You know, they would have a lot of all kinds of emotional, this or that, and often had many assessments done, could be quite anxious and depressed, etc. So instead of me starting with more diagnostic testing to find out more problems, what I did was profiled their perfect you, and that, and in that, try to show them how they have a unique way of thinking and feeling and choosing, and that that looks like something amazing in humanity, which is very much in alignment with what Paul talks about in Ephesians, where the first few chapters of Ephesians, Paul talks about, you know, who we are as individuals and then what this looks like in community. And so that's what I try to focus on in this book, is people to help them understand themselves. Because if you look at the overriding problem in the world today, overriding, it's self-esteem. Self-esteem will make people want to control other people, fight with other people, all the isms come in and all that negative. Meanwhile, when you operate in love, because that's what we're supposed to be doing, Jesus came, Jesus is love, and love is what saves all people. So it's love that we need to operate in. The perfect you brings you back into operating in your very scientific love mode that the Oxford mathematicians and the quantum physicists and so on are showing us. So in this book, what I've done is I've taken I developed a series of profiles helping people to understand their wired for love or perfect you nature, and to really explore it organically, because it's developmental, because you grow, as you know, we all know that. We all know it's a process, life is a process of growth. So there's a great profile in here that's a big, large majority of the book, which is filled with questions and guidelines. And I call it the unique qualitative assessment, because it's qualitative in that it's not quantitative. So it's not like your typical IQ, which measures you and puts you in a box, and or personality profiles that say you are a category, or EQ and SQ, all these social quotients and so on. They all give you a sort of reductionistic kind of reduced view of who you are. What I've tried to do is encourage people to explore the bigness of who they are and to see that that's an ongoing process. And that's in the book, and we found that that's embedded. We've got thousands, even close to hundreds of thousands of people around the world doing this profile. It's incredibly freeing, and it's incredibly, it teaches you to self-regulate, to self-reflect. So one of the big things about operating in our true humanity is to be reflexive. You know, what am I doing with my life? What's my impact on others? Am I operating in love and community? Am I fulfilling what my calling is? Because there's no one like you. You know, when you recognize that there's no one like you, that no one can do what you can do, that there's something you can do that no one else can do, the envy and the jealousy and the fighting and that kind of thing goes away, because you are your own unique category and you enhance other people. And so that's what I'm really trying to help people understand in this book. And it's been very powerful, you know, the impact that it's having with that kind of thing. So the profile people love.
Let me pause you just for a second. We only have a few minutes left. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the interview, you said scientists are saying that the universe is made up of love. It's literally made up of love. I don't know how they figured that out. How do they figure that out, and what does that mean?
Okay, so what that means is we get into quantum physics terms. Just recently, three Nobel Prize winners won the Nobel Prize in physics for understanding gravitational fields. So what that enables us to now do in science is to understand that there are multiple universes that intersect. So if you think of two parallel lines, they don't intersect. But if you think of lines that form like a cross, they intersect. And what they are showing is that this new recent discovery, along with the discoveries in quantum physics, enable us to actually look at the basis and the core of reality and all these multiple universes that God has created and how they all intersect. And essentially what quantum physicists show is that our basic reality is not atoms, which is all subatomic particles. It gets even lower than that. It gets to these waves, and it's all in the book. I explain this in really simple terms. I take the science down to a very, very interesting, simple level and link it back to scriptures and things. So essentially, we are made of waves of energy, and we are waving in literally this gravitational field, and it's love-based. So they use the word love to say that the values, that it's the signals that it generates are healthy, are positive, are. And that makes, and it comes from a source, and they say it can only but be a source. And 300 years ago, Bishop Berkeley, who was a scientist and a bishop, he said that, you know, God, he said God is the source of everything, but he said that we only exist because God is looking. So we have this definite source that is generating this love energy, and as humans, we are made of this love energy, and it translates back up to our uniqueness that we see you and I talking on the phone. You look like you and I look like me, and we're talking on a physical phone. And so essentially we're made of this loveness, and this loveness, which is all the quantum, there's all the quantum side and explanations behind that. And as I said, I do tackle that in the book too. It's yours is unique to you, and mine is unique to me, and it's complementary. We intersect. I help you, you help me. We complementary to each other. And it's when we recognize and understand this from a spiritual and a scientific perspective that we can be more complementary in our nature. So we're wired for love. That's essentially what one Nobel Prize winner said, is that we literally are wired for love, and we live in a universe that is made of love.
What? So, then how would you explain evil? Or some people are just, you know, just crazy out of their mind. They seem to break with reality and become something else. How would you explain that?
Brilliant question. I love answering that question, because the evil is something that man creates. So when you're in our perfect you, the perfect you is your ability to think and feel and choose in your perfect blueprint, love state, nature. And so, but you've choices of freedom. So you can choose incorrectly or correctly. Every time you choose, you are creating those structural changes in your brain, your building thoughts, which then you act upon. So if someone chooses to hate, to murder, to think about murder, to think about oppressing someone else, to think other thoughts about it, marginalized group, or to just became nasty, whatever brings someone from the extreme, when they do that, they're choosing, they're making a choice, they're building that into the brain, and they're operating on
they're it. They're so creating the opposite, I get it. Okay.
We create evil. Mankind.
We're at the end of the interview. Dr. Carolyn Leaf, it's been a pleasure. The Perfect You is the book. Last question, yes or no. If Thomas Jefferson is my great-great-grandfather, are my genetics affected by his actions? That's my last question. Or anybody.
I would know.
No, you're not affected at all.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.